Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Hey, everyone. It's Tuesday, January 19th, and this is the LA Report. I'm Leo Duran. And on today's show, Wednesday is the start of a new era. Joe Biden is going to be sworn in as the 46th president of the United States. And we're joined by a USC professor to discuss Biden's plans for immigration reform and what they could mean for the state. Then, more on the new UK strain of COVID that's popping up in California and a dozen other states. Plus, even though we're well into winter, wildfires remain a threat to the region, and we'll explain why. Joe Biden is set to be sworn in as the president tomorrow, and one of the first things on his agenda is to propose sweeping immigration reform. That includes an 8-year path to citizenship for undocumented Americans. Here's Gene Reese, professor at the USC Gould School of Law, on what the plan could mean for Southern California.
Long term, it could bring, over 2 million, undocumented people out of the shadows, provide them with the ability to vote. A lot of people who this legislation would affect have already been here for a very long time, who have family members, who have citizen children or spouses, who have paying, sales tax and income tax. And so this would be a way to give a voice to people who are contributing members of our community, but often voiceless. And it would impact, family members who are U.S. citizens, who are in mixed status families, which is, a majority of the people in California, and provide that stability of knowing your father or your mother or your spouse or your sibling can't be taken away from you and separated by the government.
Every once in a while, a virus mutates in a way that helps it survive and reproduce. That may have happened with a new variant of the coronavirus popping up in California. And now, we're finding that more people in LA County are testing positive with this new strain. To explain, here's KPCC's health reporter, Jackie Fortier.
State health officials say cases of this new mutation have been found in 12 counties, including LA and other local communities.
These viruses are pretty clever, and they are known to mutate.
Karen Michaels is the chair of epidemiology at UCLA. She says it's important to vaccinate everyone as quickly as possible because the coronavirus will keep mutating.
So we need to get this vaccine out and get people protected. We are racing against the clock. Who is going to win, we or the virus?
The new mutation is different from the highly contagious strain first discovered in the UK, which also has public health officials worried. The federal government warned last week the British variant could become the dominant strain in the US by March. If that happens, hospitals could be overwhelmed by a rapid rise in new COVID-19 cases.
And finally, it's the middle of winter, and we're supposedly in our rainy season. But the National Weather Service has issued a red flag warning until Wednesday. That means wildfires are still very much a threat. KPCC's science reporter Jacob Margolis has more.
In late December, a little rain came along, and you thought, hey, maybe that's the end of fire season. Well, you'd have been wrong. We've only gotten about 30% of the rain we'd expect to get by this time of year. Relative humidity could hit the single digits, and since we're in peak Santa Ana wind season, all of that's accompanied by 50-mile-per-hour wind gusts. Classic recipe for fast-moving fires. But we need to keep in mind that this is a possible sign of what's to come, that unless we get some major storms, we could very well see another very dry year, meaning drought conditions will continue to spread, and our reservoirs, many of which are below their historic averages, will continue to be depleted.
Thanks for listening to today's LA Report. Our reporting is made possible by listeners like you. Please donate today at LAist.com/donate to keep local news strong during this uncertain time. That's LAist.com/donate. We'll have another report for you tomorrow. Until then, be safe. I'm Leo Duran. The LA Report is produced Monday through Friday. Subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts and stay up to date with the latest news. Just tell your smart speaker to launch LAist or get LAist delivered right to your inbox at laist.com/newsletters.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.